the volume.
Oral Sessions is brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any other fantasy sport, there's a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win.
Let's just start recording and I'll get into it. Hi, welcome to the most exhausted episode of Oral Sessions, featuring me and producer extraordinaire, the locks with the most to offer, the one, the only, Emilio Sparks. I'm losing my mind, slowly but surely. Actually, not even slowly. I'm losing my mind at an incredible rate. Let me just break it down for you one second. I mean, first of all, I'm recording on an old ass laptop because for some reason my computer wasn't working. So I don't even have a microphone plugged into this. So if the audio's shit, I don't know what you guys want from me. I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best. And on top of that, my husband is out of town, which tends to happen frequently. But my mother-in-law was just here, so I had a little bit of backup, which was nice. Now I do not, which is normally fine. However, my daughter has started, I don't know if she's teething or if she's pre-teething or what. She's 4 months old. Yesterday was just a doozy. Just crying, screaming, arching her back, trying to like shove things into her mouth. Her cheeks are all flushed. No fever or anything, but like, you know, drooling everywhere, doing all of those baby things that they do. She got me up at 5:30 in the morning. Really? 5:30 is when we're getting up? Okay, here we go. And sometimes when that happens, she'll go back to sleep like almost immediately. No, she was up until probably about 10. Then she went down for like 2 hours. But still, the more like screaming, teething, I'm trying to give her everything I can to make her feel better. Poor little thing. So if you hear her crying during this, it's because she's attached to my body so that we can record this episode.
What a day.
I would just like to dedicate this episode to all the parents out there because, you know, you see it from afar and you're like, I got this, no problem. And there, you know, there are days that I don't want to deter anybody by any stretch. My baby's an angel. She normally is like such a happy, smiley baby, which is why it's thrown me for such a loop. And I'm like, oh my God, who's this screaming kid? She doesn't do that. So yeah, kudos to all the parents out there, man. We're just doing shit and making it happen. Working on time management. It's all happening.
But at what point did you want to rip the fucking hair out of your head? Or were you just serenity now? Woo-sah. I'm going to understand this. I'm going to have incredible patience.
There's ups and downs because normally I am incredibly patient. Like with my daughter, I don't like, none of it irritates me. But when it's been for 36 hours nonstop and I don't get a break, then I'm like, oh my, like bleary eyed. Yeah, there were almost some tears this morning. I was like walking around my neighborhood with an iced coffee, just trying to get her to like calm down, which did work. Thank God. She's also, I don't know if this is a phase or what, but she just wants me to hold her all the time too, which is great, but it's a lot. My back hurts. She's getting heavy.
So as I'm recording this, my mother walks in and she's like, well, how's the baby? And I'm like, Ma, would you like to talk to Renee and ask how the baby is? She is on air. Yes, you could come on and say hi to the Oral Session listeners.
Yeah, we're taking callers. Come on in, Ange.
Hi, Renee. How are you, baby doll?
I'm good. How are you?
Look at that little, oh my God.
Look at this little angel. Ain't she cute?
Yeah, how's the baby's little teething?
She's okay. She's better today. I ordered some stuff off Amazon, some things for her to chew on. I wasn't really expecting her to start teething this early. I thought I had some more time. But that just isn't how it's going. Is there like a thing as pre-teething? Is that a thing or does it just start to happen?
Yeah, and it's so annoying. You know what Emilio used to do when he was teething like that? We would hold him. He would go after our chins and just gum the shit out of our chins. When he got off it, my freaking chin was like beat red, my husband, but that seemed to help because it's hard, there's bone, and they pressing down for the teeth, like to try to bust through the gum.
Yeah. That's smart. I've been giving her my knuckle. She's been chewing on my knuckle.
Oh, look at her though.
I know. She's just the sweetest, most delicious little thing. She's so cute. Say hi, baby doll.
She's so cute, Mishkin, that she is.
All her little hair is coming in. Yeah, she's the best. She's just definitely had a rough, you know, 24 hours or so, but she's all right.
And you know what? it pulls at their ears and they get the runny nose.
Yeah,
and
she's got a runny nose. She's got like, I didn't know coughing was a thing that came with teething because she's had a cough the past couple of days. And that, yeah, it says coughing is a thing when they start to teeth. I was like,
what? Well, because what happens, it starts affecting anything in the nasal and they get like a little post-nasal drip and it's a whole thing going on. But you know what? One thing's good. Once the first two cuts through, they all stop busting through.
Oh, good. So we just got to get through, break ground zero.
Well, Renee, listen to me. You look beautiful after having the baby. So you're carrying yourself very
Thank
well.
Thank you.
And I hear a lot of good things about you.
Trying yeah,
she's
to.
A little. She's going to be a little sidekick over there. She ain't never going to leave you.
100%. She's like my little mini me. Well, she's actually a mini John, but
I see the two of yous in her, but she's gorgeous. God bless her. So I'm going to give you back to your friend here and just keep us informed of what goes on with her little teeth. And we want to see the first tooth when it comes out.
Definitely.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. And bless her. Bless her sweet soul. Okay. Listen, that's enough about me and what's going on in my life. Here's what I want. I want an update on what's going on with you and MLW.
Oh, wow. So we did the first taping of Embedded. That was super cool. I was a bit nervous, so I texted the pro of pros, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing? How do I, like, calm these nerves? Because I'm a vaccine.
No, but you're not. I mean, you know all the stuff back, like, to, like, you know, get the show up and running, but you're a front man, dude.
Well, thank you. I don't see it that way, but that's very nice of you. But you gave me some very nice words. Our buddy Etor gave me some very nice words. And Michael, man,
what did he say?
He was just like, yo, you are you. Be you. Just be Emilio. Like, just show
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you do you, boo.
That's it. That's yes. Yeah. And that's what Mike Mansoury said too. So I was,
yeah.
I hit up my hitters, like my heavy hitters.
And that's all you need. Because the thing is, you already know. You know what to do because you know what you like and you already love wrestling. So like that knowledge is already there. It's fine. Like, I feel like you would totally just knock something like that out of the park.
Then I got invited to do the tapings at the 2300 Arena, the old ECW stomping grounds. And I was able to work with guys like Court Bauer and Biff Lawson. And we had a blast. When I tell you I had a blast with this locker room, the culture there is so relaxed, so cool. Everybody treats you like you've been there 1,000 years. The locker room, the talent is just super dope. So it was a very, very nice atmosphere. I did a couple of things for them that should be airing within the next couple of weeks. And I am invited, and I'm invited back now. So I'll be at the next several TV tapings from now until February. Yeah.
It's, look at you, booked and busy, baby.
You know it, baby. But it was a good time. So I just, I was very grateful for the opportunity and just to do something that I like to do. And MLW is a fantastic company.
It's just always fun to get out and do stuff. I think, you know, especially for like the last year, I know everything's kind of like COVID year and blah, blah, blah. But it really is like refreshing to get like, back with other people and back in like a working environment and like back to having fun. It just is like, it's that energy boost that I think we all need.
Yeah, it was definitely an energy boost that I needed because it was just nice to be around like the locker room again and have that camaraderie with the talent because I knew a lot of talent going in there. So it was very, very cool. And then I met a whole bunch of new talent that I seen wrestle, but I never really got to like interact with. It was really, really fun. That locker room can go. They have a really like unique group of individuals there. Filthy Tom Lawler is absolutely hysterical.
Yeah, he's all right. I like that
guy.
He's
a good dude, man. He's very, very funny.
I don't know him. I've never met him, but I enjoy what he brings to the table. It always makes me laugh when people that are so like, I don't like other people. I like to be like a loner and do my own thing. And I know we all sort of have like a little bit of that tendency, but I feed off of being around other people's energy. And I've really realized that a lot in the last, like, not even just the last year, but you know, the last while. I like to do stuff by myself for sure, but I need to have those social interactions. So yeah, for you to be able to get out and go like work and be around new people and like, it just puts a little pep in your step, don't you think?
Oh, I was very peppy because listen, I love what I do and I freelance and work on my own. And that's incredibly difficult and incredibly tough at times. Anybody that knows.
We also work vampire hours. So that just adds another layer to your craziness.
And there's a loneliness to that because I feel like a ghoul late at night working by myself. I'm very pale, very pale. And I'm like, shit, like, all right, I need some like human interaction outside of just like the digital world of just talking to people on Zoom. And it made me miss being on the road and traveling and hanging out in the arenas and the locker rooms and then doing the work together.
I love that shit.
So to do that again, I was rip roaring and ready to go. And I'm not an early morning person, but I was so excited. I was up and out of my house and on the road at 7:30 in the morning.
Hell yeah, pedal to the metal, let's go. I mean, because we've been doing this show through Zoom from the jump, but I already knew you. So I, you know, you and I already like had like a little bit of a rapport before we started doing the show. We'd spent some time together, but anyone else from like the volume team, we've never met them. Oh, I met them that one time when we were in Vegas, but you didn't get to come on that trip, which is a whole other story. Ahem, Gallows and Anderson. No, but now that I started doing the Sirius show, and I've met Nisha briefly. We had like a photo shoot that we did together at my house, but otherwise I met her through Oral Sessions when she came on to do an episode. So it's weird working with like a whole crew that I'm like, whoa, I've never like hung out with any of you guys. It's a trip, like having that be what your relationship is based off of, is like seeing each other through our computers. Trippy.
It is very trippy, but I also believe that you find your people as well.
Sure.
It was meant to be that we were going to work together. We had this camaraderie because of where we worked previously. So I would see you in catering or I'd see you around the halls and you were always warm and inviting and welcoming. And sometimes I can...
That's me,
babe. You are. Sometimes I can be cantankerous and crabby, but I was like, you know what? She's giving off good vibes. Bring it in for a hug, Sister Soldier. Why not?
Yeah, bring it in. Bring it the F.
And then you meet some really cool people from the volume. And you hang out and you're like, hey, you know what? These are all like-minded individuals that have this goal in mind. We all want to win. And then likewise for the team at SiriusXM, because I came from there as well. I did a 10-year bid there.
Yeah, you know that world.
So I know how like they really ride. And I'm so ecstatic that you're becoming the queen of media. Cookbooks, podcasts, radio shows. I mean, what don't you do? Like nuzzling a kid right now. Like,
oh my God. I really feel like I've put on my like adult pants where it's like, bitch, no one else is going to do this for you. You got to do it yourself. The one thing that kind of keeps popping in my head as I've been spread very, very thin in the last month, I'll say. So to add on to the things that I was saying before of like, you know, John's on the road traveling, we're doing Oral Sessions. I'm doing the XM show. We're moving. We're also moving. So like that has been like, what the fuck? What a time to decide to move. And it has happened so fast. My head is still spinning from it that like, you know, we decided. So I've been saying for a long time that I want to get out of Las Vegas. And finally we were able to pull the trigger and go, all right, we're going. But I thought this was going to maybe happen in like the spring, or there's going to be a little bit more time to kind of wrap our head around it and whatever. But we decided that we want to move to Cincinnati, which is a lovely place. And it feels more like home to me. It has a very Ontario, Canada vibe to it with like a little Southern twang added in there. So we're moving. We got a house in Cincinnati that we love, and it came up kind of, you know, as we were like trying to figure out what we wanted to do to find a house. And then the one that we found, it just like checks off all of our boxes. So we couldn't not get this house. So we've just been going through all that shenanigans, and we have two houses in Las Vegas that have both sold. Thank God.
Wait a minute. Hold up. So you had a showing yesterday.
Yeah.
And then the offer came in immediately from that?
No. So the offer came in before, but I thought that we were going to maybe have other showings because we go into escrow on Monday, which just comes out Tuesday. So all old news, who cares? But I don't know how this shit goes. But anyways, we ended up canceling it all. So we're like, no, we got the offer. We're true to those people. This is it. The offer was great. So we're moving forward. So it all happened really, really quick. Our house went up for sale on like, I don't know. It was only on the market for a couple of days. Thank God. It's really been a trip of just trying to like schedule everything. We've got to like schedule movers. And here's the other thing that we've been trying to do. I don't know if John cares that I'm talking about this on here. I mean, none of it's like personal. I mean, it's a little personal, but nothing like too personal. he wants to ship his car to Cincinnati. My lease is up on my car, so I got to take it back anyways. It's already like down a car. So we were going to rent a tour bus to take us from Vegas to Cincinnati. So now we're trying to secure a tour bus. So we'll see.
How long is that drive from Vegas to Cincy?
It's about 30 hours or something like okay. that.
Yeah, you need a tour bus for sure.
Well, also, like, it's not just us. It'd be nice to, like, let Nora have a little more space. We've got the dogs with us.
Plural, dogs.
Dogs. And also, we're adding a third into that dogs once we get to Ohio. So, listen, I like to pile it on until I can see no more. So, here we go. Everybody, hold on to your asses.
So in the episode with Corey Taylor that you can go back and listen to however you stream podcasts, also rate and review if you're on Apple.
I like that guy.
Send us good stuff. Yeah, he's a cool dude. You were saying that the house is like made in the 1800s.
So Cincinnati's super old. Everything there is really old. A lot of the houses there are super old. I love that because I like a house with character. Our house that we live in, like I love the house that we live in now. But it's like, it's a Vegas house. It's like, I don't know, it's all stucco and it feels very Western. Where like, I want to get back to more of that European East Coast vibe. Cincinnati has like a very German history. They have like a huge Oktoberfest that they do, which I cannot wait to smash some beers and have a hot dog, let me tell you. But also Cincinnati has like, a real sense of, there's more of like a community and like a city there. You've got like a really great food market and they do like run, like different like runs around the city, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, we don't need to get into all that because you were asking me about old stuff because I imagine you want to talk about this house potentially being haunted, which I'm sure it is.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, do we got to sage it? Do we got to like throw some holy water? Like, what do we got to do to make sure that this house doesn't have the same vibes that Corey Taylor's house had, where like there's little feet running around and
God,
like whatever else. Cause that was some spooky shit.
For sure. And like he said, and like John has said, where John thinks that I kind of conjure that or bring it up. I think just cause I'm such a believer in ghosts that I like keep an ear open and an eye open just to like see if something's happening. So we'll definitely sage, like we saged this house when we moved in. Just out of like, I don't, not out of like trying to think this house was haunted or anything, but it's like a little energy reset. So we will do that in this house for sure. But because it's so old, like, I don't know, should we go an extra notch above and like maybe say a passage as we walk through, or I don't know. I'm not sure. You can't hurt.
I mean, Carol did that in the old house you lived in Toronto. You could exactly. say a little quick passage.
Like, I feel like there's no harm can come from having done that, right? So, like, I feel like you might as well just do it and then you'll at least have peace of mind.
There's no such thing as having an extra blessing.
Exactly.
Do it all.
Exactly.
Do it all. Like, you know, or give them a little room that they can have in the house.
No. However, there is like a weird like cellar situation that's like an extra 1,200 square feet like beneath the ground. That's all like old cobblestone and old brick and stuff. It is old AF.
That would freak me out.
Yeah, it's going to freak me out. So I'm not going down there for fucking nothing.
Is there any work that needs to get done in the house or no? The house is like rip roaring ready to go.
I mean, it's move-in ready. There's stuff that I want to do. Like there's a bathroom. There's bathrooms that I'd like to redo. I would like to like maybe add like a closet situation because a closet situation in that house is not great. But it's all, I'm saying it's easy stuff. I don't know how to do any of these things, but I think we can probably hire someone that can come in and do some of those things. But none of them need to happen immediately. Like we'll be good to just like move in, go, put our shit away and call it a day.
And now how fast are you doing this?
We're leaving in 3 weeks.
Wow. That does not give you enough time for the great purge, as I like to call it, because there's some stuff you could probably throw out. Like I'm in the middle of the great purge right now.
I love a good purge. God, I love a purge. Yeah. So I did like a baby purge for when we were starting to show our house because I had to declutter everything. So I did like a little baby purge But there's a lot of stuff that's not coming with us. All of our bedroom stuff, all of Nora's bedroom stuff, even though she doesn't sleep in there, but maybe eventually one day she will. But yeah, we can actually, we're going to be paring down quite a bit actually on our way out there. I got a couch last year, this like beautiful restoration hardware couch. I wanted it so bad. It cost an arm and a leg and it doesn't fit in our new house.
Oh no. How?
Our living room here is quite large and open. And these old European style houses are not like that. It's a big house, but the rooms aren't, it's not like a huge layout.
So do you pull a Chip and Joanna Gaines and you knock down a wall and then put up one of those like retaining beams in the house and just go to town?
Oh, also I should add in, I've not seen this house. I've not been to it. So I don't know. I've not fucking seen it.
This just keeps on getting better and better, man.
We're nuts. John and I are psychopaths. But that's how we like to live our lives, fast and loose.
So technically, you bought a house like some people buy clothes on the internet. You look at them, you guess your size, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And then it comes in 3 weeks later, and it's either like too small or too big.
Yeah, so basically, though, we did have a stroke of good luck. And that John was flying home. So he was in Rochester when they had TV there a couple of weeks ago. And it just so happened that the Jaguars were playing the Cincinnati Bengals. And Tony Khan was taking a quick little flight from Rochester to Cincinnati. So John has seen the house, but I have not. We already put in our offer for the house before he saw it. So like we were getting it either way. Just the scheduling worked out that he was like, oh, I can go in there and it just happens to be a flight offered to me going to Cincinnati. Like you'd be stupid to not pop your head in and just check it out. So yeah, he's been able to see it.
Wow. 3 weeks does not give you enough time to do everything.
I'm going to start turning into one of those people that just like cries on Instagram. I always find that odd when people are like I know the whole thing of like wanting to be like, this is real life. And everyone always posts like, you know, their highlight reels on Instagram, but like, the idea, you've seen it. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like when people like all of a sudden are like crying on their page, or like posting a picture after crying. Like I like the reality of things fine, but that takes me out of that moment. It's so weird to imagine you like actually being emotional about something and going, I should capture this. How fucking weird.
Let me grab my phone. I'm in the middle of this emotional breakdown, but I have to have the wherewithal to.
You know what? I used to do that when I was in acting classes. When I was in acting classes, I would do that. You don't do that in real life, you psychos.
I'm like, you know what? Let me get in a quick, healthy cry. Oh, wait, let me film it.
What the fuck is that about?
Even that is an illusion within the world of social media.
That is now like this extra added layer of like, what are we doing anymore? Like, what is happening? What are we trying to accomplish?
We're trying to show a range of emotion because sometimes if we're just showing it's pretty for Instagram with our cowboy hats on and, sure, you know, our turquoise jewelry or whatever these influencers are wearing nowadays, you know, what I can't wait for though is the tweets to get fired off that you're going to do this because,
oh my God,
you can't fake authenticity when it comes on like the Twitter and Renee Paquette, because you are firing on all cylinders in Mystery Week, sister. So I cannot wait for those.
Trying to. Yeah. So get ready. Actually, John and I were talking, we might record an episode of the show from our tour bus. If we are able to secure one, we will record an episode of Oral Sessions from the road.
Basketball season is back, and there's no better place to bet on the NBA than FanDuel Sportsbook. To celebrate NBA tip-off, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new customers enhanced odds. That's right, 75-1 odds on any team to win on October 19th or the 20th. If you're thinking about joining FanDuel, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. It's easy to use, easy to register, easy to deposit, easy to find your bets. The withdrawals are fast because when you win, FanDuel pays your winnings in as little as 2 hours. So see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using the promo code Renee. That's R-E-N-E-E to get 75-1 odds on any team to win on October 19th or the 20th. That's promo code Renee at R-E-N-E-E. Disclaimer, 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, West Virginia, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat for Colorado. Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Redline, call 1-800-889-9789 or visit www.1800gambler.net for West Virginia.
Now I'm thinking in my brain, right? The basement with the cobblestone, you can most likely turn that into either a podcasting studio or now a new sneaker closet.
Ooh, okay. So let's talk sneakers here. Here's my thing with sneakers. So I got a pair. I consulted with you before I fully pulled the trigger because I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to sneakers. I'll be the first to admit it. But I ended up getting some Nike Dunks, just black and white classic. I figured I couldn't go wrong with a simple classic pairing of black and white.
But high top though.
I like a high top. I am not a low cut sneaker person unless I'm working out in them. If they're like a true running shoe, obviously, duh. But otherwise, no, I want a high top sneaker. But it's figuring out how to pair that. Cause like athleisure wear doesn't really work for me. I've always been like a booty, skinny jean, little band t-shirt. Like that's kind of my little moto jacket. That's my vibe. So now it's, you know, again, the COVID year has made it a little easier to be in athleisure wear. Cause I'm always just in like sweatpants. Also after having been pregnant and having a subsequent C-section, sweatpants are my friend. A jogger is my friend. But I don't like feeling undone. I feel slobby. Talk to me about this. How do I break out of, how do I get like a hybrid so that it shows that it is a choice, not a solution?
Well, first off, you can never be slobby because you have a reputation for being a fashionista. You understand.
I don't know, man. I'm clinging.
It's okay. It's okay. Once you're like up and running after the whirlwind that you're going to go through, you could put some jeans on and go to dinner with John.
Oh my God. That would be a delight.
The best way I like to show is like, let's create a fashion vision board. What do we want to do? So I'm always into, if you're going to do a high top, well, then you need to have like either a legging or some type of tapered pant to really accentuate the sneaker around like the ankle.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. Put a little cuff in your pant.
Little cuff or whatever. So for you, I was like, yo, we can do chunky oversized sweater, black.
Love. I got plenty of those.
You could do leggings. You could do yoga pants. You could do leather joggers. To me, huge fan of leather joggers.
I love a leather jogger. Never met one I didn't like, to be honest.
And that's what you pair your Dunks with. Cause you were like, I was trying to convince you to go full Jordan or Yeezy. And you're like, no, I'm not going to do that.
I don't like Jordans. I don't see Jordans on somebody else and go, I want to wear that shoe. I've never looked at a Jordan and thought that it should be on my foot.
Right. Well, all of professional wrestling likes Jordan ones now. So to pivot, which was smart, you were like, I'm going to go Dunk High. You chose a black and a white. You chose the primary colors. They can go with anything. Me, since I predominantly wear all black to begin with, I like my sneakers to have a little pop of color. One of the things I just bought was a pair of Mosh Originals because he's been creating his own sneaker. Big shout outs to Mosh. And I just bought,
what a guy.
They're called the Badlands. And they're from like the, there's like this, like these nice clay colored with like reds and oranges. It's a really pretty shoe. And I'm like, okay, it's a low top and I like it. I'm like, all right, I'm going to rock this. So like they're being custom made. He's doing a run of his shoes, but each shoe, if you order it, they become custom made and then he sends them to you. So it's like a 12-week waiting order. So I'm waiting the 12 weeks. I already got the confirmation. They should be in soon. I'm going to be wearing them. Photo shoots are going to happen. Let's go.
Good God. But you know, you're going to get them in like fucking sludgy spring. You're going to have to be very careful with those.
Listen, I've been trying to learn how to levitate for years to wear my sneakers. Like I'm the Beetlejuice cartoon. So I will figure that out. But most of the time I'm so careful with my kicks anyway. Even when I was on the road, I was very careful for where I would step. I have a driving loafer that I wear and then I put my sneakers on.
Wow. Oh yeah. Emilio.
I'm wearing my loafers right now. I'm wearing my UGG.
Me too,
my
brother.
UGG suedes.
UGGs forever. I love my UGGs. I don't give a
but
shit.
It's the shoe before the shoe. Your boy has a shoe before the shoe.
Interesting. I'll never be that person, but I respect that you do that. I like that you put that much thought and wherewithal into your footwear. See, I've always been like a booty person. I do have like a lot of really nice shoes, but yeah, now I feel like, especially I'm walking around with a 20-pound weighted vest on all the time. I've always got this kit on me. So it's not really conducive for wearing anything with much of a heel. If I plan on being out for a while, I'll be dying.
Yeah, no.
My feet will be killing me. So I need a good flat shoe solution. And aside from my Docs, I wear my Docs a lot, but I'm going to take the Dunks for a spin. I'm going to a Renaissance festival after this. I'm going to wear them there.
Okay. So that's the perfect time to really test them in, break them and get comfortable with them. Me, I ordered the same shoe that you have so we could be twinsies the next time I see you.
My guy. Let's get our jumpsuits and we'll really be good to go.
Absolutely. But mine are low top though. Cause I like a low top. So,
okay, you want to get those angs out. You want a good ankle display.
I got pretty angs. I want to show them off. You know what? Why not? I'll even get crazy. Maybe I'll even rock an ankle bracelet. Why not? Like,
I love an ankle bracelet. Love an ankle bracelet.
I'm all for flair. You got to show off the little flares a little bit. Little accessories ain't so bad.
A little hint of, what's that? What is this choice? I like to have that. I like to keep them guessing. I think that's really a smart move. I like that a lot. Okay. So moving on from the shoes, did you watch Hocus Pocus?
I have not yet. What? I don't understand the hype of this movie. So like when I tweeted, is this the year that I watch this movie? People lost their minds. You and Tamario specifically.
I love that I saw T jump on that. My guy T.
Like your minds exploded. And I was like, I've never understood the hype for this movie. Why is this movie so good? Convince me that I have to watch this tonight.
So here's the thing. You're not going to like it. And here's why. I like it because I watched it when I was a kid. It's a nostalgia movie. For you to watch it as, you know, a almost 40-year-old man, you're not going to like it. That's like, I'm obsessed with the movie Labyrinth. I fucking love Labyrinth. I've got Labyrinth gear everywhere. I've got like a beautiful ink drawing of Labyrinth. I've got my baby some Labyrinth clothes. Like, I love it. That's quintessential Bowie for me. That's what started my Bowie love affair. But I tried to get John to watch it and he was like, this is dumb. But is it a grown-ass man watching it? Of course he's not going to like it. So I think if you're not taking a little walk down nostalgia lane, you're not going to like it. Like, it's a good, cute movie, but it's, you know, it's old in comparison to like new movies you're going to be able to see now. There's a charm to it. Like Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker. God, I always forget the other actress's name. Yeah, there's some great moments in it. It's a very cute little Christmas movie. Geez, jumping ahead. A cute little Halloween movie. But I don't think that it will, I don't think it will affect you remotely watching it as an adult.
Because now I don't see the appeal of like the internet telling me, well, this is the greatest thing in the world, so you have to watch it. You know,
you'll hate it.
Which I probably will, but I now, for the sake of continuity and bits, because this is what this show is all about, continuity and bits, I'm gonna have to sit and watch it. Like, and then my Twitter was blown up. Well, if you don't watch that, then you gotta watch Halloween Town. What the hell is Halloween Town?
I don't know what Halloween Town is. You know what? Because I've been watching a lot of Halloween movies, but as I said, John's had a very busy October. So when he's not home, I'm not brave enough to watch the truly scary movies by myself. So I find the fun, cute little Christmas, or why do I keep saying Christmas? Yikes. I love Halloween and I'm really sad because normally I decorate the shit out of our house for Halloween. But I couldn't because we were selling it and having people come over and there's no way I'm doing it now. I'm leaving in like a day. So I'm kind of skipping over Halloween this year, but I did get us a full family of bat suits. We're all going to be bats. So this started because I was like, oh my God, I get to put my daughter in a Halloween costume. What is she going to be? I only have maybe one more Halloween until she starts telling me what she's going to be. So I'm like, all right, I'm in the driver's seat. What's she going to be? It's not like we're actually going out trick or treating. We're not, we'll probably just, you know, stay at home and give out some candy. But I was like, she needs to have some kind of costume. Then we need costumes. And I was like, oh my God, wait, are we all going to match? So I was looking up baby costumes and there was this really cute baby bat costume. And I was like, she's got to wear that. So then I ordered John and I bat costumes, which are fucking hilarious because they are so bad. John's is massive. Obviously he's a huge man, but the fact I got one that fits him and it's like, it is from like his shoulders to his ankles of wings and like full fur fat suit, but it also came with like webbed finger gloves. It's the best shit. And our dogs have bat costumes as well.
Do you have pictures of this?
No, because he only put it on just to see if it would fit, which I died. But no, I don't have pictures, but I will have them, but I'll send them to you. We can't post them on the internet.
You can't post them.
Let's not for the internet, but just know that that's a thing that's going to exist and it's going to be fantastic.
What would pop the shit out of me is if he wore the Mox jean vest with the wings.
Yeah. I mean, it's already pretty much ripped up down the one side. I think you could fit a wing through there.
That's what I'm saying. If we can like moxify this a little bit.
The last thing he ever wants is to draw attention to himself. So I feel like, because then it'll be like, oh my God, is that John Moxley dressed as a bat rather than like.
Just a tall, big, beefy man dressed as a bat.
Just a big, imposing Batman.
And what's going to be more attention? Like either or the or. I mean, he's going to have attention no matter what.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I should like get him a mask or something.
Paint his face with a little triangle on the nose.
It's so funny. Yeah, and then the dogs all got bat costumes too. It's all very funny. It's such a good dumb, like very little effort put in costume, but it really makes me laugh.
See, that's the type of Halloween shit I like. I am not into like scary stuff. Like I've never
I love the scary stuff.
I've never watched Halloween's. I've never watched The Exorcist. Like
those you can watch and still enjoy because there's not nostalgia necessarily attached to those movies. Those are just good movies.
Ange can watch that shit all day. She's into all of that shit.
Me and Ange need to hang. I need a good Ange hang.
She will sit with you. She'll probably make food. She'd be like, okay, hon, sit and watch. Yes. What do you want to do? Then she'll make fun of me for leaving the room. Once the Exorcist music starts, I'm out. See you later.
My mom's very like that too. It's funny because like, I love watching scary movies. I like a range of scary movies from like the classics to like new stuff. My favorite are ones that are like ghost centric, exorcism centric. I like some demons. In my films, I like that kind of stuff. Like those are my specialties, but I will watch anything. But my mom's very much into that too. That anytime my mom and I are together, she's like, I wish there was a really scary movie on right now we could watch. And then we'll spend like, you know, the next 3 hours trying to find a good scary movie. But I'm hoping that Nora gets the scary movie bug from me.
I don't get into them. I never have. I remember I was dating a girl. She loved them. So she was like, we got to go see Saw, babe. And I'm like,
some movies are twisted. Yeah.
God. So I sat there and I watched it. And then halfway through, I'm like, you know what? This ain't my cup of tea. I'm just going to play Snake on my phone.
Wow. So this is a long time ago, which, yeah, I mean, Saw did come out a long time ago. What is it about horror movies that you don't like? Do they give you bad dreams? Do they get in your head? Or you just don't like that genre of film? You just don't think the movies are very good?
I just don't like the genre of film. Like, I don't get bad. I mean, I sleep like a rock, thank God. But I've never had a bad dream or what? I'll probably have bad dreams tonight now. But
yeah, now you've cursed yourself. Way to go.
Totally. It doesn't tickle the taint, if you will. Like, it's just not something that... Like, I don't know if
I'm tickling.
Right. If I'm going to choose a movie, I'm going Roadhouse Patrick Swayze over, I don't know, The Exorcist. You know what I mean? Because it's what I'm into. I never got into like Freddy's and Jason's and Chucky's. I was like, nah, I'm good. But I'm also the same guy that's never even watched a Disney movie up until 5 years ago. So it's like,
what did you watch when you were a kid?
Honestly, Renee, hand to God, Ange will tell you. It was always like Rocky. It was always Van Damme movies. It was like the key in Batman's, like any movie that I would see that He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, all in.
What did you think of the new Batman trailer?
I'm in.
People were so questioning, what are we going to get from Robert Pattinson as the new Batman? I will also like, first of all, I'll watch any Batman movie because I mean, like anyone else, you want to see how they are. They're, you know, whether you love it or hate it. I want to see it. I want to evaluate this Batman. Because to me, again, I'm with you. Keaton is my Batman. But I'm very into seeing what Zoe Kravitz brings to the table as a Catwoman. Because I love Zoe Kravitz. Is anybody in the world hotter than Zoe Kravitz? No.
No, she is. She's number one. She's number one. Like, I catch my...
You're in like Zendaya. Zendaya's really fucking beautiful too. I love her.
That's Ricky Starks' crush.
Yeah.
I would love to go on a double date with Ricky and Zendaya and me and Zoe. And Zoe's recently divorced too. So I was like, maybe I should slide up in the DM and give that a shot.
I think she's dating Channing Tatum, which is...
Well, I have no shot. He's a handsome man. I mean...
He's a handsome man. I wonder what he brings to the table personality-wise.
I mean, he can dance.
Oh, he can dance. He can get down. God, imagine seeing them bone. What a scene that would be. Let's only fans that up.
Charge for the price of admission, kids. Put that in the theaters.
Good Lord. I'm like a pervert. That's where my brain went. I was like, what does it look like when they bang? Because it's got to be something. Two beautiful specimens. Good for them.
Just being sweaty.
Good for them.
Just body parts rubbing together.
Yep. A little friction, if you will. A little friction.
But yeah, no, to go back to Robert Pattinson, I liked it. And to me, a good sign of a good actor is taking on different roles. And, you know, unfortunately, like the Twilight movies really just casted a large shadow.
It did. But he really branched out from there. And he could have just been typecast as like that pretty boy, whatever. But he did. He did that Lighthouse movie with Willem Dafoe. What an incredible. That's like an actor's actor movie. Just two guys stuck in a fucking lighthouse together, losing their minds. Like, he got to flex his acting chops in that. I've not seen it, but that movie High Life, everyone says that's really good. But I feel like he's, whether they've done well or not, diversity within his career, I think, has been like obviously the objective.
That's what you need, right? Because everybody looks at these actors and they're like, oh, but they have to have a specific look. Like Ben Affleck had a specific look. Like, he looked like a Batman. He looked like a Bruce Wayne, right? Christian Bale looked like a Bruce Wayne, looked like a Batman. When Michael Keaton originally did this role, people were saying, why is Mr. Mom and Beetlejuice being Batman?
This comedian, yeah.
And then he really flexed his acting chops to show that he can pull off this dramatic range.
I love Michael Keaton so much. He is still really hot, by the way.
He's a good looking old dude.
He's a very handsome older man because he still looks the same. You know, like his physique has kind of stayed the same. He just, you know, he's an older version of himself, obviously, but like he looks great. He's in that new show too, Dope Sick on Hulu. It just came out. It just came out the other day. It's like brand new. But yeah, Michael Keaton's still crushing it.
I felt he got robbed for the Oscar for Birdman. Like, he should have won that.
Yes, agreed. I don't know who won that year. My brain will not jog back like 6 days ago, let alone, you know, 3 years ago or whatever. But he's fantastic in Birdman. Him and Emma Stone. Emma Stone's not been in something in a little while. I'm a huge Emma Stone fan.
She did the Cruella.
What an idiot. Yeah, that's a huge movie that just came out. It's Cruella.
With our buddy.
I think she's, yeah, with Paul Walter Hauser. Sweet man. It's just his birthday. Happy birthday, Paul Walter Hauser.
I hope he got cream puffs.
Me too. I like the idea of being somebody who has three names that you don't just call him Paul Walter Hauser. You have to say all three. It's not just Paul Hauser, Paul Walter Hauser.
And he looks like the type that would have to have three names.
Yeah, I like it. It's very distinguished.
Like, when I'm talking to you, it's just Renee. But when I'm talking about you, I have to say Renee Paquette. I just can't say Renee, though.
That's like a little clarification, too.
Right. And now when I have wrestlers and other folk that hit me up, they're like, hey, I want to come on Renee Paquette's podcast. They don't say oral sessions. They give you full name.
Wow. I was really, a little bit concerned when you go from, like, professionally having one name, being young, and then going back to my actual last name, which, I mean... the whole other can of worms, because my actual last name is good, but I had to go back to Paquette for career purposes. It's got a better ring to it, you know, René Paquette.
But it's a good last name that doesn't deal with working in media.
Yes, exactly. It's like, it's easier to sign into a hotel with, it's easier to book a flight with. Spelling out Paquette, oof, no thanks.
I know, it was rough when I first had to like learn how to spell it for everything on like YouTube and all the other stuff. But now I can do it blindfolded. So now it's like, I understand.
Well, you've got a doozy too.
Oh, it's so bad. You've got a doozy. Oh, it's so bad. It's so long. It's like, there's like a G in the name. There's an N, there's an O. There's a whole bunch of syllables, man. Like I will never forget this. And I thought I had the longest last name in the world, but then a buddy of mine in high school, this Greek kid, his last name was Mara Nikolakis.
There was a guy at my school that his name was so long and crazy. I never actually went to school with this dude. He was like a few years ahead of me. His last name was Pigaligalonga. Yeah. It was Raphael Pigaligalonga.
I am naming the episode Pigaligalonga.
Raphael Pigaligalonga. That's so great. God, we should have him on the show.
Could we? Could we find what he's doing? Maybe him and Stamatis Maranikolakis can hang out and talk on the show.
Oh, that would be so great. I love that. Well, with that being said, I really have to pee. So let's wrap up this episode of Pigaligalonga.
Okay, so listen, here's what we need you to do. As Renee's kissing the chicken right now, we need you to subscribe on iTunes, rate, and review. The more you do that, the more the computers
pew. Kissing the chicken sounds dirty. Sorry, say that again.
Renee's kissing the chicken, and previously we're talking about just bodies just creating friction and pigaligalongas. If you like the show, just give us a review, man, because we want to hear positive feedback, but it also helps us move up the ranks as well. We also have a YouTube channel. Because of you, we got verified. Because of you, we're over 100,000. Continue to keep that train going. We know you like mostly professional wrestling interviews on there, but we try to switch it up a little bit. If you can like the interviews that we do
with Robert Pattinson, we're all about having a diverse career. So let us do that. Let us flex that muscle, damn it.
You know, you're going to get me and Renee podcasting from a lighthouse one day. Don't mess with us. So do that. Subscribe to that. New episodes premiere every Monday and every Friday with sprinkles during the week as well. It's an everyday channel. So go there and you go support your girl, yeah, Renee Paquette.
Enjoy it.
You can follow us on the social medias at Renee Paquette on Twitter and Instagram, at Emilio Sparks on Twitter and Instagram as well. I'm trying to get to 10,000 followers because my brother is almost at 15,000 and he flexes on me so bad. We got to fix that.
Vinny, guys, follow my dude. Jesus, what are we doing?
Can I get to 10,000 so I can have the swipe up feature to promote these episodes?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's nice. I like the swipe up, definitely. All right, look, I gotta pee. I gotta go.
We'll see you next time right here on Pigaligalonga Sessions.